The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
This is about just one hospital, and you will see that it is unbelievable. Parkland Memorial Hospital in Dallas, Texas, is a famous institution for a variety of reasons. JFK died there, Lee Harvey Oswald died there shortly thereafter, and Jack Ruby, who killed Oswald, died there a few years later. Parkland has the second busiest maternity wards in the country, with almost 16,000 new babies arriving each year. That's almost 44 per day, every day. A recent patient survey indicated that 70% of the women who gave birth at Parkland in the first 3 months of 2006 were illegal immigrants. That's 11,200 babies born every year just in Dallas. Records show the hospital spent over $70 million delivering 15,938 babies in 2004, but they managed to end up with almost $8 million in surplus. Medicaid kicked in over $34 million. Dallas County taxpayers kicked in more than $31 million, and the feds tossed in another $9.5 million. The average patient in Parkland maternity wards is 25 years old, married, and giving birth to a second child. She's also an illegal immigrant. By law, pregnant women cannot be denied medical care based on their immigration status or ability to pay. Okay, fine. That doesn't mean they should receive better care than everyday middle-class American citizens. But at Parkland Hospital, they do. Parkland Hospital has 9 prenatal clinics. 9! These illegal women receive free prenatal care, including medication, nutrition, birthing classes, and child care classes. They also get freebies such as car seats, bottles, diapers, and formulas. Most of these things are available to American citizens as well, but only for low-income applicants, and even then the red tape involved is almost insurmountable. Because these women are illegal immigrants, they do not have to provide any sort of identification, no proof of income. An American citizen would have to provide a Social Security number, which would reveal their annual income. An illegal immigrant need only claim to be poor, and the hospital must take them at their word. Presently, there are about 140 U.S. patients who have received roughly $400 million for medical care. As it turned out, they did not qualify for free treatment because they resided outside of Dallas County. So, the hospital is going to sue them. Illegals get it all free, but U.S. citizens who live outside the Dallas County get sued. How stupid is this? How much longer will Dallas and Parkland Hospital pander to illegals and punish legal residents? When will Congress step in and send illegals back to Mexico? This kind of preferential treatment to illegals at the expense of Americans is sheer insanity. It's financial stupidity. Let's send them back and close the borders. If you question these figures and costs, you may call Parkland Hospital for verification. And kudos to you, Marilyn of Capitola. For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.